We're going to play Negative Qualities by Single Mothers. This is a Canadian punk band. I'm taking a chance. I have no idea what it's going to be like, but we're just going to wing it and see what happens. All right, folks. Thursday at 5:30 next week. Talk to you then. Stay tuned for that. Tony the Brave, CKOW 95.9 FM.
Everybody, I said hello there, everybody. Hey, look, it's 6:03 Central Standard Time, and that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The theme today is trains. The city was practically built on train transportation. You would think rivers, but river transportation was mostly just canoes. Yeah, I could go on about that, and I really shouldn't. So, let's just get right into it. Trains, songs with the word train in them. There's a lot to choose from, actually. It's going to be a good show. We're going to start things off with the New York Dolls, also The Clash, but we're going to start things off with Swerve Driver. This is Last Train to Satansville.
Strange. to stand by me. Stand by me. To stand by me. No way.
Right on the subway train, you can hear the cut and shout.
And that's how it ends. They didn't resolve it. That was the New York Dolls and Subway Train. I haven't heard that in a long time. It's been a long time since I've listened to that entire first New York Dolls album. A really long time. And I mean, I do play, you know, them on the show every now and then, but I don't think I've played Subway Train before. Before that was The Clash live in New York City in 1981 and Train in Vain. It's a train song, I guess, but it has nothing to do with trains, and he doesn't say that title or any of those words in the song. Why is it called Train in Vain? I honestly don't know. But it's got a good beat, and you can dance to it. I'll give it an 85, Dick. Off the top, we heard from Swerve Driver and Last Train to Satansville from their album Mescal Head. Another one I haven't listened to in a long time. I used to listen to it a lot, you know, some years ago. But I'll never get rid of it because it's really great. That's how Tawny the Brave started on the 11th of December, 2025. Broadcasting to you live from the fifth floor of a mystery building. In this next set, we're going to kind of get things, nudge things in a soulful direction. Courtesy of Gladys Knight and the Pips, Alan Toussaint, and we're starting off the set with Mike Stevens and the Chevelles. This is Go-Go Train.
Go-Go Train, leaving this here city. Destination, a diddy, why diddy? Being a go-go into cause that's where the action's at. Get on board. Here come the go-go train. All right, Lord, we're gonna spread your children all over this land, all over this land. Now Georgie Fame gonna be the engineer, and Eric Burden gonna take on the fairs. Long John Baldy gonna do the cooking, Washington will do the bug and get on board. Here come the go-go train. All right, Lord, we're gonna spread your children all over this land, all over this land. Now John Mayo gonna be the instructor, and Chris Fowler gonna be the conductor, or Rob Stewart gonna be the banker, and Zoot Money gonna serve up the train. Get on board, here come the go-go train. All night, Lord, we're gonna spray a jar. Children all over this land, all over this land. We gotta keep on a moving, man, man, man. We gotta keep on a moving, child, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody keep a pushing, child. Pushing, baby, now, now, yeah. Lord, you don't need a money, you don't need a gold to ride this here train. You got a hell soul, so keep on moving, now, 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 yeah. I said I keep on moving, child. All right, now, yeah. The only straight and hill out around, yeah. We gotta respect this man. Picking up the bag of bones at the marquee. Come on, Rufus, walk your dog for me. Get on board. Here come the go-go train. All right. Now they're gonna spread your children all over this land. Yeah, now, we gotta keep on a moving. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gotta keep on a moving. Down, now, now, yeah. Everybody gonna fuck like Bush and Beaver now. We gotta keep on a moving. Get the night train. Now, here comes the night train. Now!
sisters and brothers. I say harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers. People, we can't wait, 'cause another day might be too late.
How about that? Gladys Knight and the Pips and Friendship Train. Isn't that nice? It's a song about something nice and you can dance to it. Before that was Alan Toussaint and Last Train. And off the top, Mike Stevens and the Chevelles with, I think that was kind of some Northern Soul style. Dance Floor Filler. The Go-Go Train was the name of the track, because the theme of today's show is trains. In this next set, we're going to hear from the Shangri-Las. I'm glad I'm getting this in here. This is a great track by the Shangri-Las. Also, Booker T and the MGs. Once again, you know, respect and salutes to the late Steve Cropper. Booker T himself is the last man standing, the namesake of the band. I hope he's doing well. We're going to hear from Booker T and the MGs in this set, and we're going to start things off with the Equals. They, you know some of their songs, like Police on My Back, that The Clash covered, and their big hit. Well, not that big. For some reason, I'm blanking out on the most famous song by The Equals. I must be thinking of Baby Come Back. Oh my goodness, how could I blank out on that? So embarrassing. But we're not going to hear that one, because trains. This is Funky Like a Train, The Equals on Tawny the Brave.
Like a train. Fucking at the train. Fucking at the train.
Thank you.
Shangri-Las, like no other. And that was The Train from Kansas City. It seems like, I mean, I love the Shangri-Las and Luz. I don't know why I said it like that. And anybody with any good sense likes the Shangri-Las. They're just so cool. And they had so many great songs. And it's almost like they accidentally came into this dark, tragic, echoey style of music. And all their songs are tragedies. It's loads of despair. Things are always going wrong for Mary Weiss and the girls. They don't really have any, like, Sunshine and Lollipops type songs, do they? And the one we just heard is no exception. Seems like a train is bringing a boy to town and it's going to complicate things. Oh no. Before the Shangri-Las, we heard from Booker T and the MGs and Big Train and the Equals off the top with Funky Like a Train. We're almost halfway through the show. It's 6:42 p.m. p.m. Okay. And you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm glad you're listening. I'm kind of enjoying this theme, which is trains. And there's a lot of great stuff I'm just not going to get to. I'm not sure if I'm going to find space for the Vapors. And I love the Vapors. A Graham Bond Organization. Rufus Thomas. Mary Wells. Mission of Burma. I'm not sure yet if they're going to get in there because there's a lot of great train songs, as it happens. And Tom Waits is going to eat up, some of the opportunities for the artists that don't get played because he's got three that I could find songs with train in the title. We're going to hear one from the Frank's Wild Years album. We're going to hear a track from Rain Dogs. And we're going to start things off with the orchestral version of Gospel Train from the Black Rider. Here's a triple shot of Tom Waits. Thank you.
This is one of those songs that has a train in it. When I was a kid, didn't seem that you were able to go anywhere without having to stop at a train crossing. And, in fact, it happened so often that one night I woke up in the middle of the night and I went to the hallway in my house, and there was a train going through the hall. It's true. Not a real train, but I mean, it was so deep in there with the train thing showing up my dreams.
Outside another yellow moon. Outside another yellow moon. Punched a hole in the nighttime. I climbed to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. Downtown trains are full with all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Oh, you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your. Just thorns without the rose. Keep careful of him in the dark. If I was the one to be only one, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Will I see you tonight on a downtown train?
but a dream can bring me home. What made my dream so hollow? Standing at the depot, a steeple full of swallows that could never ring the bell. And I've come 10,000 miles away. Not one thing to show. It was a train that took me away from here, but a train.
Isn't that beautiful? Apparently, Tom Waits' wife, Kathleen, said that he's got two types of songs. Grim Reapers and Grand Weepers. And that definitely is one of the latter. And one of his best Grand Weepers, too. Train Song from Frank's Wild Years. And before that was a live version, a great live version, I believe that's from VH1 Storytellers, of Downtown Train, a track that appeared on Rain Dogs. And Gospel Train off the top from The Black Rider. So there you go, three train songs from Tom Waits. And moving right along, we're going to hear a rarity from the Dukes of Stratosphere. We're going to hear a track from Squeeze, and we're going to start off with some live Robin Hitchcock. This is I Often Dream of Trains.
Dream of trains when I'm alone. summer turns to winter overnight. The leaves fall so suddenly. The sun sets at 4 o'clock. Exactly what I'm dreading.
Out of my head to Jerry Garcia.
Dukes of Stratosphere there. Oh, one more little train whistle. That, of course, is the, you know, psychedelic throwback tribute homage band of XTC. Except with, was it Colin Moulding's brother on drums or somebody's brother? Anyways. Tin Toy Clockwork Train. That's a fun one. Squeeze before that from their 11th studio album. Came out in 1996. Ridiculous. That was the song. The album's called Ridiculous. And the song was Electric Trains. Off the top, we heard Robin Hitchcock singing one of his very best songs, tied with about 40 or 60 others, really. But everybody, all Robin Hitchcock fans love I Often Dream of Trains. I pause it. Okay. Coming up in this set, we're going to sort of weird things up a little bit, courtesy of The Cramps. Also, anybody remember the band Big Dipper? They were some sort of like New England type band. Maybe they were on Homestead Records or something. They were really good. And we're going to hear a track from them called When Men Were Trains. But first up, The Velvet Underground and Train Round the Bend.
Taking me away from the country, I'm sick of the trees.
That was the Cramps from their classic album, Bad Music for Bad People, and Drug Train. Before that, Big Dipper with When Men Were Trains,
and off the top, an alternate mix of the Velvet Underground's Train Round the Bend. Well, look at the time. How it has flown by. I still have a whole bunch of great train songs that I'm just not going to get to. So maybe next week I'll pepper them in along with some boats and planes songs. And that'll be next week's theme or something. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to end the show off with The Creatures, which is Susie Sue and Budgie. You know those guys. Budgie is a banshee. Ring a bell. Also, Gila Mose, which with a great song called Trains to Brazil. Wait a minute. I changed my mind. We're ending with that Gila Mose song. We're not hearing The Creatures. We're also going to hear From the Farm. And this is Mission of Burma and Train. And I'm going to leave you with this set. But stay tuned because Adult Kindergarten is taking over at 7:30. And if you think this was fun, woo, just you wait. It's been a pleasure. Take care. Stay warm. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Share.